Good evening. Topic this evening, and please, this is not a presentation, Lav Davka. This could be more organic, involved, and engaged. Shaila is taking medicine on Pesach. We'll be focusing on swallowing pills that may contain chametz or that certainly contain chametz. Should they be avoided? Is there any inyan to avoid them? We know there are obviously booklets out there. The Star K does an incredible job of going through thousands of different forms of medications. What is the inyan behind it? It starts with the Pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk tells us that any nevela is an animal that was not shechted, so it dies on its own. So then you can't eat it, but rather, give it to a ger. Basically, give it to a non-Jew because you can't have it. What the Gemara derives, though, from the Pasuk, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, is that the only time there's an Isser Nevela, only time there's an Isser of non-kosher food, is if it's something that's roy leger, something you could give it to another human being, meaning to say that it's roy la'adam. If it's not roy la'adam, the pashup shad is, it's totally mutter. Or at least at a deraisa level, it would not be usser. So that means a person was born frum, and he never tasted bacon in his life. And now he happens to be walking past some bacon that's been sitting out in the hot Florida sun for the last 2.5 weeks. And it's mamish oozing with all sorts of different colors. And it's definitely no longer officially roy l'achilas adam. Pashup shat is, it's not roy l'ger, and eating that bacon would not be a violation, at least the din Torah of eating chazer. Now, the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridei and Kuf Gimel seems to paskin this way, l'maisa. It speaks about if you have something that has a bad flavor, this item is treif, it's mixed together in a kosher stew or soup, whatever the case may be. Because it's a disgusting flavor, it's not roy l'achilas adam, it will not treif up the other ingredients, and those ingredients will stay kosher. And the Taz says, where does the Mechaber learn this from? It's based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the Darshan from the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. It has to be roy leger, has to be fit for human consumption to be usser. Mishneh Berurah in Hilchos Pesach, in Taf Mem Beis, speaks about chametz. Pas atzma she'ifsha v'nifsala mila'echol ha'kelev. If you have bread that became spoiled and now it's no longer even edible for a dog, so that kind of bread is, you're not allowed, or not chayiv rather, to destroy it. It doesn't have the din of chametz regarding the violation of bal yiro, bal yimotza. Explains the Mishneh Berurah, right? Here we have this new criterion of, it has to be where it's no longer roy l'achilas kelev. Where does that come from? We saw from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, as long as it's not roy l'achilas adam, that makes it no longer treif. Why would chametz be different? So the Mishneh Berurah explains that by chametz, we know that there's an iser of seor. Seor we generally translate as yeast, even though yeast itself is not chametz. But the type of chimutz that even if the item itself, the seor, is not edible, but it's able to create chametz in something else, so at the roy lechameya, that's a problem. You can't own that kind of chametz, even though that seor is not roy lechilas adam. As long as it's roy lechilas kelev, we assume it can be the goreim of chametz, and that's a problem on Pesach. So we have this new gedder. When it comes to all other treif, as long as it's not roy lechilas adam, no problem. When it comes to chametz, as long as it's not roy l'achilas kelev, so it's not roy l'chameya, it's not able to make something else chametz, then it's no problem. You're allowed to maintain possession of that because there's no din of chametz. Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, in Pei Dalid, very end of the Simin, speaks about a sheretz soruf. Sheretz soruf means a burnt sheretz. Mutter lo'achlo mishum refua. You're allowed to eat a burnt sheretz. Why would you do that? Mishum refua. It has medicinal benefits. Now, the reason you're allowed to do it is mishum refua de'afra ba'almohu. Because we view it as like dust. It doesn't have the din of ochel. Now, superficially, this makes a lot of sense. This is not addressing the chametz issue. This is our first discussion of, generally speaking, anything that's not roi l'achilas adam is not considered treif, so then a sheretz sarv should be no problem. It's kafra da'ara. What's somewhat problematic, though, about the mechaber? Oh, why is it only mutter because you're doing it for refuah? It should stam be mutter because it's not roi l'achilas adam. It's a good kasha. Take a look here at number 9, which is the Ramah in Kuf Nun Hey. The Ramah, this is about 2 lines down. Mutter lisrov sheretz, o shar davar iser, ula achlo. So the Ramah, echoing the words of the Mechaber in Pei Dalet, the Ramah is paskin in Kuf Nun Hey, that not only if the sheretz happens to be soruf, right, you found a burned sheretz, but you're allowed to actually lechadchila burn this thing, or any other davar iser, and to eat it for refuah, afilu chola she'ein bo sakana. Even if your life is not in danger, you're chola she'ein bo sakana, you're allowed to proactively burn the sheretz and eat it. Okay. So we see both the Mechaber and the Ramah are saying the sheretz saruf is mutter, and you're even allowed to do it lechadchila according to this Ramah, but it's also mashma, you're only allowed to do it mishum refuah, according to what we saw from the pasuk in Re'eh and the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, lechor should stam be mutter. All right, there's for sure no iser deraisa. Is there some kind of iser derabanan that would generally present itself, and maybe we're only mekel mishum refuah? But where does that Issur D'Rabbanan come from? So this is the Gemara in Pesachim. This is a famous Gemara in Rosh. The Gemara speaks about, very top of page 2, that Harchu Kodim Zmano Mutter Bahanav. You have chametz that was burnt to a crisp before this Zman Issur. It's Mutter Bahana. Afilu La'acher Zmano, even after this Zman Issur. So the Rosh comes along, and he's medayik. He says, although there are some opinions who learn this Gemara, mutter bahana hu adin b'achila, he himself writes, lo mistaver, doesn't make sense to me that it should be mutter b'achila. A little bit past the middle point of the Rosh. Da'afo pi debot l'dasa ochel etzel kol adam. Even though, really, the fact that you're choosing to eat this thing, it's daito bottle, mikol makom kiven de ihu ka'ochel le'aser. The fact that you're choosing to eat it makes it aser. So what the Rush is tining is that when the Gemara says it's mutter bahana, when the bread was burnt to a crisp before the Zman Iser, so it's not roi l'achilas kelev, it's not roi for anything, but it's only mutter bahana, and holding on to it, you wouldn't be in violation of owning chametz on Pesach, but you can't choose to eat it on Pesach. And the language the Rishonim use to refer to this halacha of the Rosh is achshaveh. The fact that you're subjectively choosing to eat this chametz, which is not roy even for achilas kelev, but you're viewing it as food, and therefore it's going to be aser midirabanan. The fact that you're machshev it as achila, we therefore say that's aser midirabanan. Do we paskin like this, Rosh?
What is referring by the word batlasa?
I mean, I think what he's saying there is be'etzim, it's not food. Because objectively speaking, this is not ochel. So by you eating it, you're not really transforming it into food. Obalamaisa, the fact that you're viewing it as achila and you're choosing to consume it, Chazal said that's too close for comfort. We're creating an Issur D'Rabbanan of Achshaveh.
He's conveying I don't eat D'Rabbanan.
Right.
And this isn't like a common to be like Tarpa. So also, I think that's the same idea.
Oh, so the Rosh is only speaking about chametz on Pesach, but we're going to see momentarily that Huwa Din, the same thing would be true when it comes to regular treif, regular nevela. So by Pesach, the Mechaber paskins like this Rosh in Taf Mem Beis. The Mechaber tells us in source number 12, Dovish nesarev b'chametz ve'eno meichel adam klal, o she'eno meichel kol adam, gives an example. Afal pisha mutter lekaimo osir leachlo ad acher Pesach. So even though you're allowed to hold on to it, you don't have to destroy it, and there's no violation of bal yirah, bal yimatzah, because be'etzim it's not chametz, but you still can't eat it. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, af she'eno roi lachila mikol makom kivandu ochlo achshavei. Since you're choosing to eat it, it's achshavei, you're viewing it as food, and therefore it's going to be asur midirabanan. So now we have the following shaila. We're assuming, and this is what lemaisa, the achronim, and the poskim say, is that this din of the rush that applies regarding chametz applies by shari surim as well. Which means the case we gave of finding the disgusting rotten bacon on the floor and having a curiosity to try a little bit of it and remembering maybe it's mutter because it's not roi lager, unfortunately you still can't choose to eat it because of the Russian psachim. The Rush would say, if you're making that decision to consume it, achshave, there's still going to be an isser derabanan.
Even though that's just roi lachilas adam and this is roi lachilas kel, possibly the plant comment is much worse.
So that means there's always going to be an Issa Derabanan Kol Zman you're choosing to eat something, even though objectively it's not roy for eating. So could this help us understand the Mechaber and Pei Dalet and the Raman Kuf Nun Hei? When they said, and they spoke about the case of the Sheret Saruf, and they said you're allowed to eat the Sheret Saruf, you could even burn it yourself to make it a Sheret Saruf, you're allowed to do so only mishum refuah. So maybe you could argue that it's only mishum refuah because technically it should be asur midirabanan based on achshavei. You're eating it, so you're making it into achila. But even though generally we'd say it's asur midirabanan, if you're a chola she'ein bo sakana, then you're allowed to do that. Maybe that's pshat in the Mechaber and that's pshat in the Ramah. When you're a chola, she'ein bo sakana, what's that?
Maybe because that ashave. If you don't want to eat it, but eat it, that's ashave.
I'm choosing to eat it by
before.
That's that ashave.
So you mamish Mechav into the Yad of Ram. Take a look at the Yad of Ram on the bottom of page 2, the bottom right.
Who is the Yad of Ram, by the way?
One of the great commentators on Shulchan Aruch. Writes the Yad of Ram. He first starts off by quoting the Minchas Yaakov. The Eino Yodea Minayin Lo She'osir Shalo L'Rafu. The Minchas Yaakov had our Kasha on the Raman Kuf Nun Hei. Why is he only saying that you're allowed to burn the sherets and eat it Mishum Rafua? T'halav achi nifse l'achila. Stam, you can't eat it. It's not roi l'achila. So says the Yad Avram, Nelmu mimena divrei Rosh, perik beis the psachim, lechara the minchas Yaakov, forgot about the Rosh and psachim. Dechomit shecharchu kodim zmano, osir lachila afal pi shalo haya levadayin shem isir kodim. Mishum damrina mida ach leach shavei. Because the Rosh says it didn't by chomit, and the Yad Avram assumes it applies all throughout the dinim of kashrus, if you choose to eat it, there's an isir derabanin. Ve'im kein hachinami gabi sheret sorof ilav l'rafua vade ein lahatiru b'achila. If not for rafua, then of course it would not be permissible to eat. Af she nifsad me ochel adam me'ahu taima damrinan demida achle achshave. There would have been an iser derabanan. Rak if she ochlu l'rafua mutter. It's only now that you're eating it for rafua, is it permissible? The oz lo shayich lomer de mida ach le achshavei. You can't say the svara that you're being machshavet as food The chelyev machiach elav she'enu ochlo machmas chashivuso rak mishum refua. Because your sickness is being made that you're not eating it, you're not consuming it as food. The only reason why you're chewing and swallowing a sheret soruf is mishum refua. Meaning, like Rabbi Meir was suggesting, it's not pshat that generally you have an issur derabanan of achshavei, and because you're a chola shein bo sakana, we're going to be mekel, right? Like we have legabe Shabbos. There's an issur refua on Shabbos, but the issur refua is only for a mechush ba'alma. If a person has a headache, then there's an issur. You can't do things that are in the category of refua. You can't take an Advil. But once you're in the category of a chola shein bo sakana, where a person is nafal a mishkav or koyevle harbe, it's really impacting his overall existence, then there's no din, there's no gezeir of refu on Shabbos, because chazal were mekel. Says the Yad Avram, that's not pshat over here.
Really, you could have said that. No? It is just din derabanan, but actually also. Maybe he just thinks the story is true.
Maybe you could have said that. We'll have to explore what the nafkamina would be, right? We were saying before, maybe it's an override. The Yad Avram is saying it's not an override. Pshat is... So we're going to explore what the nafkamina is. Why does he have to say this? But what he is saying is not that it's an override. Chola shein bo sakana, we're being makel. The pshat is it doesn't apply. You're not being machshivet as food. You're clearly just eating it because of refuah. V'chein mashmos divrei harambam. And he says, this is actually clear from the Rambam. The Rambam in Chametz writes, Hapas she'ipsha einu chayil v'vayr. This is the Mechaber we saw. The Mechaber got it from the Rambam. That bread that becomes spoiled, you don't have to destroy. But Lamaisa, the Mefarshim point out, he says, V'haynu she'ipsha kodim zman isuro, like the Rabbi Magid writes, but nonetheless in Psachim, mikol mokum b'shar isurim v'adai she'yesh l'aser midirabonin. V'chein perak yadalit halacha yadalit pasuk Rambam. If you're eating iser acher shehisriach, meaning this is by shari surim, v'hivish ubatul me'ochel adam hareze potter. If you're eating treif that's now batul me'ochel adam hareze potter, it's mashma that it's only midiraisa, but there's still an iser midirabanan. What is that Isser Midirabanan? Explains the Yad Avram. It's Achshavei. So that's answering the Kasha of the Minchas Yaakov. The reason why you need Refuah is because otherwise there would be an Isser Midirabanan. And the reason why Refuah is Mutter is because there's no Svar of Achshavei. I'm not viewing it as food. I'm just doing it because I need the Refuah. Do we paskin like the Yad Avram? Well, how about even before that question we could ask, what's the nafkamina conceptually if we're saying like the Yad Avram versus saying the pshat that we were thinking of initially, that it's an override, and that the chola she'en bo sakana makes it that chazal were mekel and they don't have a din of achshavei? What would you say?
Extra, the more than you need.
Can you have more than you need?
If it's achshavei, then it's, if there's no achshavei, then there's no isra at all. It doesn't begin at all. Mm-hmm. It's override means it's the diabetic.
But why would I eat more than I need for a fua? If I'm not eating it for a fua anymore, then there might be an achshavei no matter how you view it, no?
No, just taking like a tchil, only bought it, only has it for a fua. But once he's added, it's just a little extra. You don't have to be machmer.
F sure.
Maybe if it's not if it's debatable if it's a valid or a fua.
Or if you're less than an English account.
So meaning that if you're saying that maybe a nafkamina could be, if pshat is it's an override, then the only time chazal were mekel is if it's a refua beduka, refua yadua, like the Rama actually writes in Kuf Nun Hey. Mashayim kain.
If it's just for whatever reason you're doing it, so it's only actually if you're doing it as food. If you're doing it in refua, maybe it's nothing, but you definitely do it as food.
So I think that happens to be a beautiful nafkamina, at least conceptually. If somebody says, right, I'm taking this particular pill, and you ask them, oh, where'd you hear about that? And they say, well, it's funny. My doctor said it does absolutely nothing. And I spoke to a second and third opinion, and they all said it does absolutely nothing. But my brother's wife's uncle has a friend, and in Siberia, they recommend taking this pill, and whatever, so I think it's going to be helpful. Because ani ma'amin b'muna shalema in that shelsheles ha-mesora, so I'm taking this pill. One could argue that if the pshat is it's an override, then you have to have some level of refua baduka, or at least it's prescribed by a mumcha. If the pshat is that it's just, it's not achshave, because I'm not viewing it as achila, I'm viewing it only mishum refua, and that's why I'm doing it, then potentially there's more room to be mekel.
What if you're not really a chol? Let's say like a headache or something.
Oh, so another potential nafkamina would be, do you need to be mamish a chola shein bo sakana? So by Shabbos, there's no gezeira of refua when you're a chola shein bo sakana. If you're a mechush ba'alma, you have a little bit of a headache, then there is a gezeira of refua. Lechora, you could argue that if the pshat over here is not an override, but it's not viewed as food when I'm taking it because I have a headache, and then even if I'm not a chola shein bo sakana, I'm a mechush ba'alma. I have a little bit of a discomfort, so I want to take a pill. And the pill, the maisa, is not roi l'achila. You could argue maybe it's not achshavei. So there are some interesting conceptual nafkaminas here. Do we paskin like this Yad Avram? So Ramosha does. Ramosha on the bottom left of the page. He says, regarding the shayla that was asked to him, is someone sounds post-surgery, and he's prescribed medication, pills to swallow that have a concern of chametz. So he writes, listen, you had a real surgery, be'ever panimi, poshet shetzorech likach, afim haya vaday chametz. Even if there was for sure chametz in those pills, you have to take them. Ube'etzim af belo sakana ein chashash. And even if you weren't in a case of sakana, you should know there's no real concern. Dekevar nevatel kodem ha-pesach mishum ochel. It was already batel mishum ochel before Pesach. Aye, how about the Isser derabbanan of achshavei? V'achshavei lo shayich b'davar shelokeach l'refua. Ta'af tevarim morim u'me'usim notlim l'refua. You would take something disgusting, mishum refua. So there's no raya, it's not pshat, you're viewing it as food. Ulechein ein lecha malachshosh. You have nothing to be concerned about. V'tikach harofua kafish omelecha harofe. Take the medication like the doctor instructed you. V'Hashem yisborach yitein shiyezeh l'refua. And Hashem should bring a refua. So Ramosha seems to be.
Why does it have to be before Pesach going burned?
It sounds like it has a din of chametz going into Pesach, and then it's more problematic. Take a look here at the Haggadah and the Rush. He mentions that. So it has to be Kodem Pesach.
Even if it was Chametz Gomer, you could take it if you're not a full Chola. Like, there are some, like, cough drops, like Lunan's cough drops, it's candy, but it's also a cough drop. So would you be able to take that, even if it's Chametz? Because for Refuah?
So up until now, the conversation has really been limited to a case where the medicine itself is not edible. Right, so anything in a pill form, the assumption is, you know, even if there's chametz mixed in or there's treif ingredients mixed in, it says shellfish and shark skin and other, you know, wonderful things that are all going to be helpful in the refuah. It's not edible in its present state, so it's not roi l'achila. It's totally batel from the din of chametz before Pesach. And there's no issur derabanan of achshavei because I'm only taking it mishum refuah. Right, what you're bringing up of something that has be'etzim a good taste to it, that would be a different shayla. Then it's no longer an achshavei discussion, it's be'etzim something that's roi l'achila.
Could you have something in between that's...
What's that?
Could you have something where the chametz is ifsha, but there's an additive that makes it taste good, and therefore it's not muchach?
Yes, so we're making that transition into things that are not totally inedible, right?
Or things that were sweetened medication.
Okay, so maybe if we finish the sugya of the pill swallowing, we'll get to the syrups and other chewables.
What does it mean after
Varmar Musim, even if it's not? It sounds like he's not talking about Varmar Musim.
No, Ramosh is saying that the fact is that I'm taking the pill, I'm doing so Mishum Refuah. The reason why it's not Achshaveh is because Mishum Refuah, I would take something disgusting. I'm not doing this l'shei machila.
But does that mean he's describing, we're talking about a case where it's not exactly a moron musim, it's something.
Rav Moshe is talking about a guy who is concerned about swallowing pills, but what?
So that's not moron musim. It's something.
I mean, since you would do something disgusting, the fact you're choosing to swallow the pill, there's no achshaveh.
If it was made after Pesach, then that would be a problem.
If it was made after Pesach?
I mean, he said something. Like, was already, let's say it was produced after the Zman.
After the Zman is, so that would be more complicated because it had the din of chametz going into Pesach. But we're not concerned for that. Any pill you have likely was made before Yontif. Not like eggs and milk, right? Now, Lemaisa, there's an interesting Chazanish. The Chazanish is very similar to Rav Moshe in being makel with pills. The Svara the Chazanish says, though, is that oftentimes, whatever chametz ingredients you might have in a pill, that's not really why you're taking it. The etzim medicinal ingredient is something else. And why do they have other chametz-thick ingredients? It's to be mashalim, the pill. So then you could have a svara that there's no achshave because I'm not really doing it for the chametz shabo. I'm doing it for the other ingredients that are actually bringing the refuah. The nafkamina between Rav Moshe and the Chazanish would be what? If theoretically the chametz ingredients in the pill are the ikar refuah.
Active ingredient.
If that's the active ingredient, right. If the active ingredient is chametz, so then lefi, the Chazanish, there might be an issue of achshaveh. Ramosha's mashma, even if the active ingredients are chametz, we're still not concerned for achshaveh because it sounds like he totally embraces the Yad Avram. That kozman, you're doing it mishum refuah, there's no issue of achshaveh.
I understand, but what do you say if you have active ingredient as chametz? So how could that be not achshaveh? I don't understand. What does he say for Zemish?
Not achshaveh is food.
How could Rav Moshe say that?
I understand Rav Moshe is different part.
So the Chazanish seems to be focused on the fact that you're not doing it for that ingredient. If you were doing it for the chametz shabo, then the Chazanish seems to be entertaining the svara that maybe there would be an achshaveh. I mean, he's not fully agreeing to the Yad Avram.
What's Shaykh Achshaveh if you're not doing it by choice?
Well, I'm choosing to take the pill, and I'm doing so for the chametz ingredient.
Because you're taking the medicine because you don't have a choice in the matter.
You're saying you hear Rav Moshe's svara very strong.
Very, but nobody ever takes a pill for no reason.
Okay.
Well, maybe any ingesting is actually...
Actually, is a chasar in saying it's batal because you're saying you're making it chashav. How can you say making it chashav if you're not taking because you want it?
Well, I do want it. The reason I want it is because I want to live.
Right,
but I'm still choosing to eat it. Yesh la'ayin. The mice, I do want
to
point... What's that?
A little hard to hear, because then you could say that by other things also. If there was chametz that was used as a binding agent in a candy, so then I don't want that either. I'm trying to get the chocolate, but I
need to hold its form. I'm just saying, but this is only in the world of achshaveh, where be'etzim it's not roi la'achila, and it's based on my mindset... I'm creating this, I'm triggering the Isser Derabanan. Something is Be'etzim Roy Lechila, it's a whole different Shaila, right? Now, I do want to point out two things that are very important to keep in mind in this Sugya. First of all, the whole Svara of Rav Moshe and the Yad Avram is if you're doing something Mishum Refuah, there's no Achshaveh. If a person is taking a vitamin, right? So why are you taking a vitamin? If I'm doing it because I just got my results back from a blood test and the doctor said I'm clearly deficient in something, so that's the same thing as refuah. I might be taking a vitamin, but I'm doing so mishum refuah, and there's no achshaveh. If the pshat is, I just like taking vitamins. They make me feel healthy. It's a multivitamin, and I want to make sure I'm staying vibrant and young and energetic, so I take vitamins every day. If there happens to be chametz-thick ingredients inside of the vitamin, would that be a problem min ha-Torah? L'chora not. It's not roi l'achila. Would that be an iser d'rabbanan of achshaveh? So Rav Moshe held that would be an iser d'rabbanan of achshaveh. Because if I'm not taking it mishum refuah, I'm basically taking it in place of food. It's a supplement. I don't like eating broccoli and spinach, So I'm taking these vitamins that will get me the same result without having to go through that suffering. But that means I'm taking this in place of food. Ain achshave godol mizu. This is the Shmua from Reb Moshe. Now, Lamaisa, people held this very stark within Reb Moshe's world, because the reason I'm taking the vitamin is basically in place of nutrients and other things that I would be deriving from food. So it's viewed as you're taking it in place of food. That's achshavei. Saying Lamaisa, you could say the same thing by eating spinach, right? I'm eating spinach. Why are you eating spinach? I want to be healthy. So the fact that I'm eating spinach means I'm not being machshavet as food?
You say if you're using a capsule, it's shayach achshavet. That capsule will taste.
Reb Moshe held that be'etzim a pill is shayach achshavet. And if it's not mishum refuah, then the Isser D'Rabbanan would apply. And this means, this is not a unique Pesach shayla. But that means throughout the entire year, if a person's taking vitamins just to be healthy and energetic, those vitamins should have a hechsher. Because if there are non-kosher ingredients, there could be an iser derabanan of achshavei.
Is that because achshavei are just not even considered? Yeah. Spinach is not because of achshavei. It's not even bad. Shad is not bazal das, it eats al kalad, because it's not because people eat vitamins, and vitamins is a category of food.
The Mesorah from Reb Moshe was, if you're eating a vitamin in place of food, then there is a svar of achshavei. Kach mikublani.
What if it's a large?
A large?
I mean, supply is 5,000 grams, but you could not possibly eat that.
And a chanami, that's usually what they advertise. But the pshat is, kolzman, I'm doing this instead of the food, and I'm not doing it because I'm deficient, then there would be an Issa D'Rabbanan of Achshavei. I want to point out one other thing, and then we'll get to questions. Rebelsky held, I have a piece, the photocopy in the bottom of page 3, this is from the Shulchan Halevi. Rebelsky held that when it comes to gel caps, right, so there's two types of gel caps. One is the very hard plastic gel caps, where it might be made from gelatin, but it's mamish like plastic. So that's not roi l'achila. Is there a shaylev achshavei? So it depends. If you're taking it mishum refuah, so then there wouldn't be achshavei. If you're taking it just stam as a vitamin, there would be achshavei. However, he used to say often that when it comes to the soft gel cap, those gel caps are be'etzim roi l'achila. He said if you would mamish chew on those things, you would taste the geshmak of the gelatin. So then it's no longer a sugi of achshavei, it's real edible treif. So then it's a whole different category. So that's why when it comes to the soft gel cap, this is true throughout the year, we should be very careful and try to get the vitamins or the medication that's not the soft gel, or if it is soft gel, they do have nowadays from vegetarian sources, or go to koshervitamins.com, right? But those are two things to be concerned about.
For medicine also?
For medicine also. Because once it's soft gelatin, if it's roi l'achila, then it's out of the sugi of achshavei. You're mamish, you're eating treif potentially.
This is not meant to be, not designed to be chewed, but designed to be solid at all. But it can be chewed?
I'm saying this comes into a whole separate question of if you swallow treif, is that a problem, right?
Well,
and that's a big
more,
discussion in the Achronim. In Kuf Nun Hey, the Pischei Tshuva, their quotes from the Nadabi Huud and others, that swallowing treif is still problematic, at least midirabonin. So that's why you have to be cognizant of that.
It's designed to be eaten that way, but since it can be chewed.
The fact it's designed to be eaten that way could be a svara in both directions, right? L'mashal, the Gemara says, Bala Matzah Yatzah. If a person doesn't chew matzah, he just swallows it, he's still yotze, because swallowing is considered a chila even without the chewing. And the same thing applies to pills. Pashup shat, that's considered a chila. And it could be that the fact they're meant to be swallowed is more of a svara why they're considered a chila. So,
why isn't it kosher?
if we could take off
Eisner Rafua, like the Sharat Sarah, that's also not kosher, but because you're taking it from Rafua, you could eat it. This too, because it's a soft gel pad, you're not eating it to eat it, you're eating it for Rafua.
You're eating it for a fool. The only difference, though, is that by the Sheret Sarov, it's not intrinsically edible. So then we say the only potential problem is Achshavei. There's no Achshavei. But by the soft gel caps, it's intrinsically food. Right.
Okay, maybe we could answer Rabbi Mandel's pick book on Ramayisha. What do you mean Achshavei? It is food. That's what you're asking. I think that's what you're asking.
I want to end up with one interesting thing I heard from Rav Shmuel Fershlita. The shaila is like this. In the world of Rav Moshe, does it make a difference what's inside of the medication? The answer seems to be no. Then why do we use the Star K book or other guides for medications? So first of all, they could be helpful with chewable and liquid medications to give us direction, what has chametz ingredients and what is free from chametz ingredients. But when it comes to the pills, Rabbi First says often that he feels sometimes a list of these pills is yotze scharo behefsedo. It could do more harm than good. Because every year this comes up where someone has a particular medication that they have been taking and they should continue to take. If it's blood pressure or it's heart medication or even anti-anxiety medication, something that the mice you need to be consistent with, and you can't find it on the list, so I stopped taking it because it wasn't approved. So it's very important to be aware of the halachos. Taking a pill, mishum refua, is not achshavei, and there would be no iser afilu midirabonin.
What is the value of the list? Because of the not like
Ramosha? Yes, there were other shittas out there as well. First of all, for vitamins, for the chewable, for the liquid medications, that's all very valuable. And if you're in a different system, which we didn't discuss, the Shagas Aryeh, maybe there's a Mesorah from Rav Aaron that was different, but we only had a half hour, so. There'd be more of a svar of timtum v'leiv by chametz and pesach than by nevelo.
I was in the opposite. Maybe.
What?
It would be a chiddush that there's timtum v'leiv and chametz and pesach. Timtum v'leiv is a different treif on nevelo.
Saying pashim shat, I would have assumed there's no timtum v'leiv, but it's not treif. No. If min haTorah, it's not treif.
No, timtum v'leiv is like I thought one of the reasons not to have gel caps is timtum v'leiv. It's not an iser. It's just
saying, but if it's not treif, is there? Symptom of
life.
Sure.
Exactly. All right. Well, Shmuel, Shkoyach, Rabbi Yisai, Shkoyach.
What's that? A bracha. Any of these things are order. When he says, Rosh says, "Fuck the diet," that's